To approve is more focused on who a person is, looking beyond maybe some of the great things they do, but to understand who they are, some of their character qualities.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
It might be as simple as, I'm really glad you have such a forgiving heart. Teresa, I remember that was one of the first notes I remember writing after we were married. I wrote a lot of notes before we were married, but I didn't write too many after we were married. And yet I remember writing that note one day to say, when I consider all the ways I've let you down, I'm sure glad God gave you a forgiving heart. That was kind of affirming who you were.
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around. Ever heard the phrase, it's all relative? Well, it's more than a phrase. It's a lifestyle for many people in our society, especially among our younger generations. Welcome to Great Commandment Radio, where we learn how-tos for loving God and loving others from Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Our topic this week, relevant thinking in a world of relativism. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson.
Have you ever heard the expression, create your own reality? Recently, Teresa and I were in game rooms, and we've got all these virtual reality games everywhere. And I almost ran into this one elderly gentleman. He had on the virtual reality headgear, and he was fighting some kind of gun battle somewhere up in space. And
we were kind of out of our element.
We were out of our element, weren't we? You know, but as you walked around in there, you're thinking, man, we're in a different world today. And we really are. We're in a world that many have labeled a world of relativism. Everything is relative. We're in a world where, as you and I talk about, Christ has changed my life. Wouldn't be uncommon for people to say, well, I'm glad he did, but, you know, worshiping doorknobs or meditating on my navel has changed mine. It seems like any old truth will do. That's what relativism is all about. Everything's relative. Create your own reality. Create your own God. What's it done to us? What's it doing to us? And how can you and I walk through such a world and found ourselves grounded in the solid truths of the Word of God? How can we end up embracing relevant truth in the midst of this world of relativism? That's what we're going to be exploring during this series together. And as we do so, Teresa, it will be one that we'll journey in almost in a schizophrenic sense as you and I, as we experience that pizza parlor with all those virtual reality games. We were kind of out of our element, but this week we're going to be, as I guess more of the mature crowd, also talk about kind of a postmodern world where everything's really are changing.
Things are changing. I remember when we were walking around in that room, I thought, this almost seems like a different world. You walk in and it's dark and you have all these lights flashing and all that. I thought, this is what entertainment looks like today. It sure looks different from when we were growing up.
It really does. In fact, let's just go ahead and be vulnerable about how out of touch you and I have oftentimes gotten here.
I couldn't work the machines. You had this this special little key that you were just supposed to put in this machine, and I couldn't get it to work. I had to keep getting the guy to come over there and show me how to work this simple machine.
So imagine we're in a pizza parlor, and we're not using money. We're not even using what we used to call tokens. We've got some kind of high-tech little key that you put money into, and you push it into these machines. It turns them on. So the little grandson, 5 years old, is doing a better job of this than his grandparents. That's the kind of world we live in today, one that really is changing. But in the midst of all these changes, I think most of us would know that there's some things that don't change, that God really is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So in the midst of this rapidly changing world where people tend to think they can create their own reality, how can you and I experience relevant truth? In today's program, we're going to focus upon a God who is near. A God who's near you. He's not far away. He's not of your own making. He's not in the rocks or in the trees. He's not in the doorknobs. He's very real, and he's very near. We're going to be exploring that. And as we do, I think you'll find that it's going to give a great deal of security and hope in the midst of this rapidly changing world. Now, Teresa, this for you, I know, has been a challenge to really embrace this God who can be near you, just like I've had my own challenges. And so you might just take a few moments to share with the audience a little bit about your journey in embracing the really solid foundation of a God who can be very near you.
I know this year that God has tried to show me how near he really is. A lot of us understand that our concept of God was formed by our earthly father, and so mine was. I know Mom and Dad loved us, but Daddy was busy all the time making a living that he didn't know how to share a life. And I had really a distant relationship with him. I didn't know him. I didn't have a close relationship to him. And so as I grew up and into my spiritual walk, I have to confess I really didn't have or couldn't feel that closeness that I wanted to have with God. So you might say I had a distant relationship with God. It seems this year that God wanted to change that. He wanted to expose that lie that he was distant. And he has been full speed to show me how near he desires to be in so many ways, in so many areas in my life.
Hmm. How about you? How long has it been since you've sensed really the whispering of a God who says to you, you're my daughter, you're my son, a God who is near?
David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Be sure to visit our website today for free downloads, handouts, and information on additional resources for parents, singles, marriages, church leadership, and more. It's greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Coming up next, how to make Christianity relevant in the hearts of a younger generation with our friend Josh McDowell.
You give me enough time with any young person, I can take their behavior back to their belief system.
That's next on Great Commandment Radio. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the Great Commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, what comfort sounds like.
How about the next time someone in your life is disappointed, let down? Maybe a young person's rejected or made fun of, teased or called names. Maybe a child finds themselves inadequate. Maybe they've been rejected by friends. How about those tender words of comfort? I'm really sorry that happened. Come here, let me hug you. I'm really hurting for you that you're going through that because I love you. That's what comfort sounds like.
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. For more information, visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Relevant thinking in a world of relativism. That's our topic this week on Great Commandment Radio. What does the word relevant mean to you? Something you might want to talk about with your family this evening. If something is relevant, it's present, it applies, it makes a difference, it's on the radar screen in your life. For many, Christianity and the church have become irrelevant in their lives, especially among a younger generation. That's why we'll be spending a lot of time this week at a Youth Pastor Summit hosted by J. Strack Ministries at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida. Dr. David Ferguson and our friend Josh McDowell were two of the participants at the Youth Pastor Summit. We'll be listening into their insights and how to bring relevancy into our own lives, into our families, and into our communities.
I want to read some research that I've done here. This is the generation we're facing. Do you realize of 13 to 18-year-olds, 89% say it's feasible for one person to make a difference in the world? Whew. That is extremely high. 56% said they're truly desirous of influencing other people's lives. 56% are desirous of making a difference in the world. That's one of the highest it's ever been, of truly making a difference in the world. Now, this is an interesting one. 94% of teenagers say that they want to remain married to one spouse for a lifetime. That's the highest it's ever been. And very seldom do you find research that goes significantly against the trend of their parents. And I think when it comes to a marriage relationship, we're getting a tremendous emotional reaction to it. They want to be married to one spouse for a lifetime. Boy, can we tap in on that. But I'll tell you this, you want to have an impact in that person's life? Then you better be known as a youth worker if you're married who loves his wife, is excited about her, or they won't listen to you. Then, 66% of teens interact with the church youth program at least once a month. Wow. 65% of the teens say they want a close relationship with God. Now, they don't mean that in the way that we would say a relationship with God. But there is a tremendous spiritual inclination there. Now, I want you to keep this in the background as you hear me the rest of this morning. I want to throw a diagram up here of a pyramid. This pyramid might help you to see what influences our kids. At the top of the pyramid, we have their behavior. This comes out of the book on kingdom education. And if you haven't read that book, you better. It's probably one of the most significant books in years to come out on education called Kingdom Education. They ought to have a copy somewhere in the back. I don't have it with me, but maybe there's not. Kingdom Education. Now, what drives our behavior? The center third of the pyramid is our values. Our values drive our behavior, our actions. Now, the question is, what forms our values, our belief system? Our beliefs form our values. Our values drive our behavior. You give me enough time with any young person, I can take their behavior back to their belief system. Now, most people, most parents, and it must be most youth pastors and youth workers and pastors, are mostly concerned about the behavior of our young people. Like parents are concerned that their kids will get involved in drugs and immoral sex and violence and captured by the culture and their behavior level. I think the overwhelming of youth material available for training deals with the behavior. And most youth programs seems like they're dealing with the behavior, not with the belief system. Now, before I lead up to what the belief system is today, I want to show you some things. I'm going to reverse the way I normally approach it. I'm going to show you some of the things that caused us to get where we are, and then I'm going to show you where we are. When it comes to absolute truth. Now, by absolute truth, you mean that's truth that's objective over against subjective. It's external over against internal. Basically, absolute truth is this. Absolute truth is a truth that is true for all people in all places at all times. That's absolute truth. In other words, absolute truth means there's truth apart from yourself that is true for other people, not just you. In 1991... 52% of born again, of our born again church kids, 52% in 1991 said there is no absolute truth. No truth apart from yourself. In 1994, 62% said there is no absolute truth. No truth apart from myself. In 1999, 78% a born again church kid said there is no absolute truth. In 2002, with the same controls, everything, in 2002, 91% a born again church kids will say there is no absolute truth. Of all teenagers, 6% will say there is absolute truth. Of non-born-again teenagers, 4%. Of born-again teenagers, 9%.
That's our friend Josh McDowell. His website is found at www.josh.org. That's josh.org. And you can check in with our website for free downloads, information on resources, handouts, and much, much more at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. In our next segment, back to the Youth Pastor Summit in Orlando, Florida, with Dr. David Ferguson.
Here's what I'm going to be talking about. We've got to be dealing with the issue of relevancy. And the one thing I want you to begin to think about is this. I am the future of the 21st century church. If you're going to write something down, you ought to write that down. You are the future of the 21st century church.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, what does attention look like to you?
My need for attention would look like this, that I like to be outside. And so for David to meet my need for attention would be come home one day from work and say, Teresa, why don't we just go out in the backyard and talk? Well, that's knowing me. That's taking thought of me. That's showing care. That's my world in initiating that giving to me. And so that's what it would look like to give someone attention, to take thought of them, to know them, know what their world is, and enter into their world and give to them.
How about you? Would there be somebody in your life that could be blessed by you taking thought of them?
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. You're listening to Great Commandment Radio, daily how-tos for living out the Great Commandment, loving God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and like unto it, loving your neighbor, especially your nearest neighbors, as yourself. Welcome back. Our series on relative truth in a world of relativism continues with David and Teresa Ferguson. We're spending a lot of time this week at a youth pastor summit, a good place to be to learn how to make Christianity relevant in our own hearts and in the lives of the youth of our neighborhoods and our families. Dr. David Ferguson was one of the featured speakers. As he addresses this group of youth ministers, challenge your own heart. How could you experience more relevant truth in your life and relationships? And how could you share that truth with others?
We've got to be dealing with the issue of relevancy. And the one thing I want you to begin to think about is this. I am the future of the 21st century church. If you're going to write something down, you ought to write that down. You are the future of the 21st century church. This is the most important meeting I will be at all year, because I believe that that's true. That in order for there to be a paradigm change in how we do church and reclaim relevancy, we are at a crossroads. We're at a crossroads of whether or not the church will be relevant or not. I am the future of the 21st century church. Now next, what do I mean by that? Let's look at that for just a moment. What does it mean to be at a crossroads? I'm going to talk to you about a crossroads, and here's what it's going to mean. Are we going to continue to be relevant or irrelevant? The definition of relevancy is noted. Relevancy is to have a significant, demonstrable impact. Here's the question. There once was a day when the church had more impact in our culture. The church had more impact in our culture than media, than Hollywood, than sports heroes. We need to understand that. There once was a day when the church had more impact in our culture than sports heroes and Hollywood and media. There once was a day when the Christian life had a relevant impact upon people's convictions. We've lost that sense of relevance. Many statistics would say we will close maybe twice as many churches this year in America than we will plant. Some say we may plant 4,000, we may close 7,000 to 8,000. We're reading some studies that say we may close 30,000 churches in America a year by the year 2010. Many of you, having traveled to Europe and noted some of the statistics that Josh mentioned, 4% of a culture going to church, you see abandoned churches all across Europe. One of the fastest growing real estate markets in America is abandoned churches. How is it that you read study after study of a culture that is more spiritual but less Christian? More open to more and more spiritual, wild, silly stuff, but less and less Christian. You see, this issue of relevance is significant. Now, what I'm going to be doing with you is sharing some things. First of all, I'm going to be sharing with you three questions that you can begin to ask in your own life and own ministry as to whether or not your ministry is relevant. Some questions. We're going to take a kind of little pulse of, is my ministry relevant? So I'm going to give you some questions. I'm then going to present some challenges to you, some challenges of how I believe the Lord can use you to turn the 21st century church upside down. You see, here's the challenge we have. How is it that the first century world faced the very same symptoms we face? Did you know the first century church struggled with materialism, with idolatry, with immorality, with corruption, with persecution of Christians? See, a good student of church history would say these very same symptoms we struggle with, immorality and corruption, materialism, the first century church struggled with. How did they turn the world upside down for Jesus Christ and we seem to barely survive? So I'm going to talk about some issues of relevancy, some questions of relevancy. Now, as I do, here's what I want to do. We started the day yesterday with some good confessions from several of our speakers. I'm going to be sharing some personal confessions with you, but in many ways, I'm going to be confessing, if you will, for a broader, modernistic perspective on the Christian life. Josh alluded to earlier, sometimes referred to historically as called the Great Reversal. When after the first of this century, we began to separate truth from relationships. And that has affected painfully how you may have received the message of Christianity. And it's possible that not all of the message you received was real first century truth. It's possible. And I want to challenge you with a few things in that regard. I'm going to do so, in a sense, through this issue of relevancy, as we explore some issues like, do we really see people the way God sees them? We're going to talk about that. Are we really doing everything we're supposed to be doing with the Bible? We're going to talk about that. And thirdly, we're going to talk about, are we really presenting Christ for who He really is?
Our series, Relevant Truth in a World of Relativism, continues tomorrow with Dr. David Ferguson and our special guest, Josh McDowell.
And you well know, when your young people walk out of hearing your pastor, walk out of hearing you, walk out of their Christian home, almost every value they have flies in the face of their culture, and the culture is in their face.
Between now and then, visit our website for free downloads, information on conferences and workshops, our Great Commandment Network of Churches. There may be a church near you with an ongoing marriage, family, or singles ministry, and much more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Join us tomorrow for the next edition of Great Commandment Radio.